Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, y'all. I know that you already listen to a ton of podcasts, and I think I do too, but then I'll come up on like a day that doesn't have as many eps, and I'm like, wait a second, I have nothing to listen to. I gotta go back to dumb music. Just kidding, I love music. But also, like, there's always room for more. So I want to come at you with a brand new awesome podcast.
It's called Lost and Found. It's hosted by Matt McConkie, who you may know from the Earwolf podcast, Homophilia.
Lost and Found is a series of intimate conversations with some of Matt's favorite writers, actors, and comedian, who all happen to be adopted, just like him.
Matt will also ask the burning question, if adoptees have a lifelong fear of rejection, why did so many of them pursue careers in entertainment?
Oh my gosh, what a full and rich question that I am interested in the answer. And I imagine that there'll be multiple perspectives from these actors, writers, and comedians.
Get the answers, get the perspectives, get all of them on Lost and Found. It's out now on Stitcher Premium.
Go to StitcherPremium.com/found and use promo code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium. If you haven't used your promo code to get all that Stitcher goodness, what are you doing?
You're doing it today is what you're doing.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Podcast. That's Zach Reno.
That's Jessica McKenna. That's King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
Give it up for yourselves. Thank you so much for being here. And
if you don't know what this is,
great job.
Just like, I had a pass and I'm here, so I'm going to see it. This is an improvised musical. Everything we sing, everything we say, everything Scott plays is made up just for you today, and the people that listen to it on a podcast later. But we'll never do it again. But we're not doing it alone.
We have an amazing guest. So excited to play with him. Please welcome to the stage. You know him from SNL pop star. It's Chris Redd!
Yeah. What's going on?
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. This is dope.
Yeah, this is... We did all of this.
You did? I know. I saw you hanging the sign up earlier. I was like, look at that guy wearing all the hats.
Yeah.
We were like, you know what this is missing is a neon sign, not for our show, because we're not selfish, for the festival.
For the festival. Just, so, you know, an umbrella of tone.
It's important when you give gifts to have them be for everyone in case the person you made it for doesn't like it. And you can say, oh, no. This wasn't for you.
Mm-hmm. Stop
it's for
that.
Everyone.
It's for everyone.
What's up, piano man? Just gotta, you know.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. We famously, though, never give Scott a mic, so.
That makes so much sense, though. You don't want him doing too much.
He would steal the show. That's the secret.
Yeah, he would Elton John this.
Come on, it's true. Also, I like that he has to only express himself through music.
You're the first guest to ever say hi to him. All of our other guests are rude.
Yeah, fuck your other guests. I don't know who they are. It's probably great people.
Nope, not a single one.
Some of them are your dear friends, but...
I know.
Out of here. wow, yeah, you really just set, like, a Chris Redd standard.
Man, you know, that's what I try to do every time I wake up. I try to set standards, you know what I'm saying?
Do you have, like, a daily routine?
Hell yeah, I wake up.
Hell yeah. Me too.
I'm same. Like, it's morning. Yeah, you know how it is when you wake up and you know you're not dead. Yeah, I like that a lot.
not taken away from being dead, just haven't done it, you know?
Yeah, we don't want to be judgmental of people who are dead.
Yeah, you know, it could be a blast.
Yeah, like, if you're here right now and you're dead, like, this show is still for you.
It's still for you.
We see you.
You go back to the grave knowing we love you. That got dark, but happy, quick.
Yeah.
I like that.
I feel like zombies, though.
Yeah.
That's...
Zombies is a good topic.
Zombies, skeletons, all those people... Can you call, is it offensive to call them people?
Zombies? Is it offensive to call zombie people?
Or skeletons? I don't know. Post people.
I don't know.
Ex people.
I mean, I think they're the most, skeletons are very people.
Yeah. Well,
because like we all are still a skeleton right now.
Yeah, but I got more going on.
Yeah, but we're all skeletons just walking around in outfits.
Sure. But zombies probably would be offended. That would be like me calling you food because they eat people.
Right.
So
that's true. Okay, so you wake up.
Can a zombie...
I know a lot about zombies.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
No, I don't know that much about it.
I feel like, can a zombie eat another zombie?
Yo, I think that zombie goes zombie crime.
Because they eat flesh, right?
Yeah.
And in theory, a zombie can have lots of that. I mean, it's gross.
But if you put, like, it depends on what kind of zombie beliefs you have.
Right.
But if you put blood on you, mm-hmm. then the zombie don't eat you. So I think it's something about the zombie blood. They're like, ew, nah.
It seems crazy that we have so many different versions of zombies that so many people are like, wait, what if it was, like, a little bit different? I know there's this thing that isn't real, but I have my own version of it.
Yeah. That's I think people take it probably pretty serious. I mean, they take like GoldenEye, James Bond, very seriously, and he's not a real person at all.
I know.
And they're like, he can't be black. Like, he's not anything. but he's not anything.
He could be a bear.
He's also would be me too for sure. Right? He's like a kind of a bad guy, but he's a good guy, better than the terrorists.
Yeah, I think in the real world, any like. Military personnel playing by their own rules is like definitely a bad guy.
Yeah, he's done some bad things.
Yeah, I think we go now to an HR meeting of spies.
Yo, that's how this works.
Okay, guys, everyone come in and everyone come in and take a seat. And if you could just everyone put your martini shakers under your chairs.
I'll take a seat, but I'm going to turn my seat backwards.
All right, that's fine.
I'm a stay seated because I'm in a wheelchair.
And again, we thank you. But today is not about your accomplishments. It's,
Janet, why do we have to be here today?
Yeah.
We have very important clandestine things to be doing.
Agent HW, I was about to say it, but you interrupted me.
What's right. that picture on the wall?
Okay, again, just like I'm about to tell you, and feels like...
Whoa, go for it.
Okay, it's...
What exactly are we here to do?
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah.
Stop using sex as a weapon. We have to stop using sex as a weapon. There's now a big pile of shit we didn't step in. Stop using sex as a weapon.
Say we gotta stop using sex as a weapon. Elicit information from ladies.
That's right. And see, you definitely can't pursue that if you both had a drink or two.
Okay.
Once any alcohol has been consumed, there's no consent that she can give you.
Stop using sex as a weapon.
Stop using sex as a weapon.
Stop using sex as a weapon.
Stop using sex as a weapon. From the shit that we stepped
right
in.
There.
Stop using sex as a weapon.
This sounds like a good lesson. But what if sex is my only weapon? What do I do when I'm trying to be a good dude and I'm weaponless in the field?
Yeah, like what if, and this is just a bad scenario that makes me sick.
Tell it,
like,
brother.
I'm out in the field, but I forgot my gun. I've only got my dick.
Okay.
That's all you got.
Stop
using sex as a weapon.
I cannot use my
dick.
Even
though they both go bang bang.
Stop using sex as
herpes.
HW. HW, wheels.
We just got out of a meeting, really?
What do you mean? I wanted to take you through the latest HW.
I'm sorry.
Wheels.
Me and Wheels, it's been a long day. We just sat through a long HR thing.
I've been drunk since 12.
Well, you're out of that meeting now, and I want to say I'm sorry, but you're here, and I'm going to show you some gadgets.
Thank you, Q-Tip.
Thank you, Q-Tip. You know there's a rapper by your name.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I predate that rapper. I am from a vague British area, and I'm in my mid-80s, so...
Vague, I've been
Q-Tip
there.
Q-Tip took it from me.
You think you're going to retire? I mean, not that you have to. You clearly love your work, and you do great stuff. Ooh, what's this? Can I throw it?
I love my work. No, you don't just throw everything, HW.
A lot of the stuff is for throwing.
Q-Tip, I got a question. Can you retire my tires? Because they're old.
Yeah, we can retire your tires.
Thank you.
We'll retire those tires, and then we'll give you new tires.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I meant. I thought it was cleaner in my mind. Turned out it wasn't. I've been drunk since 12. Yeah.
I only drive a jet ski, so it doesn't have tires.
Yes. Oh, what does this flower do?
Oh.
Throw it, see what happens. Nope, just fell on the ground.
That's just a flower. Wow. Okay, decoration.
I've just been trying to spruce it up.
Oh, it's nice.
Make it feel more me in here, you know?
Yes.
Who is Q-Tip?
Yes, I always wonder.
Who is Q-Tip? What a nice old lady. We know nothing of her, and maybe we should take a little time to get to know Q-Tip.
All I know is she's incredibly fun, and she has a lot of fun additions for guns, but I gotta know,
who is Q-Tip?
Oh yes, she can give you a pen that's a bomb, but when is her birthday? You don't know, that's wrong. Yes, she can make you some toast, but what is her deepest dream? She has the most. You know nothing, yet we've worked together for years and years. Maybe you should ask Q-Tip the last time she shed a little Q-Tip of tears. What do you know about Q-Tip?
I know she's the best. She's bought me things like breakfast and bulletproof vests.
And I know when I was feeling sick, like a chicken stuck in a coop, she showed up at my apartment at 2 in the afternoon with a big bowl of soup.
Oh, you know I'm nice and kind, and you know my gadgets, they are sublime, but you only know what I've done for you. A thing about me you can't name too. You don't know about Q-Tip. And not have a little bit, do you know of Q-Tip?
Wheels.
That's fair.
Wheels, come here, man.
That's fair.
Wheels, I'm just thinking, man, we gotta do something for her. I mean, we've been spies here for a long time.
I know. Q-Tip, could you leave so we could talk?
Oh, sure. Q-Tip out of her own office.
Yeah. We gotta be nicer to Q-Tip. All the way out, Q-Tip!
I'm going!
I see you keeping the door cracked. Thank you.
We gotta do something nice for her, you know?
Yeah, I know. Something that shows that we care.
But, like, we don't have the skills to do those kind of things. All I know how to do is murder with a gun,
yes.
And without a gun,
well, yes.
Murder by, like, long series of events with
yes.
My dick.
Think about murder. Yeah. Revenge murder.
Revenge murder.
Puzzles. I like puzzles.
You're really good. Okay, no, that's good.
I
puzzles. You're
puzzles.
Good at puzzles.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we... Maybe we, like, make her... A puzzle?
Maybe we spread a puzzle out over like a large continent and make her find the pieces.
We send her on a series of tasks and riddles.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like a Tomb Raider, but boring.
Yeah. This is great because this uses our skills, but in a non-confrontational way. We need to think of a kind of like What's that cool app? Yeah, what's it called?
A coin map?
No, it's the one where you hide. Oh, yeah. Geocaching. Ooh. It's called geocaching.
Explain more.
Sure. We leave a bunch of shit in the natural world.
Yes.
For other people to find it. It's called geocaching.
Geocaching, yeah.
Geocaching.
Geocaching, yeah.
It's mostly like pins and magnets in boxes hidden under bridges and rocks.
I can hide stuff all over the map. I'm drunk, so I'll never remember where they're at. And when she says, oh, what? Where do I start? I just fart and say, that way, I think.
Yeah, caching.
Geocaching.
Oh. Geocaching.
The geocaching, I just learned it.
It's great, then we'll do it together. Let's start here. We'll hide a clue in this heather, this Scottish plant.
Yo, I didn't even know plants could have races. That's awesome.
I don't know that it's a race so much as an area of origin.
Yeah, I'm drunk. I've been drunk since 12.
Yeah, man, I know it. Okay. Even though you're drunk, we should try to remember where we put the things just on the off chance that Q-tip is bad at solving riddles.
I'll get the pieces and I'll find the places and you have to remember because that's not my job.
Good.
But I have several pieces. Sorry, I just threw all of them on the ground.
It's good. That's called geocaching. Throw some trash. It's geocaching.
It sounds so bad. It's geocaching.
It's a lot like littering, except that you've chosen the litter. I guess it's geocaching.
It's littering with a mission.
Geocaching. Purposeful littering.
Geocaching. Where'd I put my puzzle pieces, y'all?
They're not puzzle pieces anymore. They're geocaching.
HW and Wheels, funny I should find you here in the heather for me to kidnap.
No. Hey, Dmitriev, this is... I don't know how to say it. It's
what?
A bad time for our nemesis to show up. We're not, like, doing the spy thing today.
Yeah, I know. This is, like, my off
day. That is exactly what a spy would say. He would say, hey, you have found me on my one day off, not doing a spy thing. Please, Dmitriev, this is not the time. But I am Dmitriev, greatest of nemesis.
Dmitriev, I must say, your outfit is great, man. You're killing it.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was like maybe too much for a daytime look.
I mean, it's like you say you have the bow tie, but then it's like loose. Like, I don't care.
Oh. Okay, but did it feel like I cared too much to make it look like I didn't care?
No. Man, you've always cared too much, but that's your charm.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, thank you.
I don't like living in a world in which effort is frowned upon.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's like, can we end this detachment already? It's not interesting.
Yeah, the ironic thing, I'm over.
I am so over. I care about how I look. You know why? Because I'm a person in the world, and this is how you perceive me.
Yeah, it's like, why do we have to like Paddington 2 ironically? Why can't we just like Paddington 2?
Why can't we just like Paddington?
Can I tell you, I love Paddington 2.
Right? It's so good. It's Paddington 1, also very good.
I mean, okay, Paddington 2 brought it home for me.
Yeah.
It makes me excited, but so worried they will do a trilogy. They will definitely do a trilogy.
They're going to do a trilogy.
But how will they beat Paddington 2?
Maybe if he goes west? I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
How will Marmalade fare in the Old West?
Oh my gosh, that is such a good idea. Paddington, the funny Peruvian bear with a British accent living in the Old West.
I can see it now.
Yeah.
Tumbleweed. One horse. There's one bear.
He's just a little bear trying to make his way in the Wild West. He's just a little bear getting into mischief, even though this little bear always tries to do his best. He's just a little bear trying to find his way in the old Wild West. He's just a little bear getting into mischief, even know he's trying his best.
He's a little bear, riding on a horse in the Alps West. The little bear, he still has a yellow raincoat on his chest. Little bear, he met some Indians and now they call him Little Bear. Or Native Americans, depending how PC you are.
Now we have a male and a female bear with Native Americans respecting the natural world. And that will be the message of the movie. Ooh, and they will have it made. And then along the way, they'll ride a bunch of horses and eat a bunch of marmalade.
Little bear.
Little bear.
Doing fun things in the Wild West.
Oh, little bear. With his cute little hat and his raincoat. Dmitriev.
Yes.
I hate you and I hate everything your country stands for. However,
okay.
I feel like we just shared a moment right now.
We did.
And we're kind of trying to do something for our tech specialist.
Yes.
Right now.
Okay, okay.
So we're trying to geocache.
We're geocaching. You
is
know geocaching?
That fun? Oh, yes, I'm familiar. Is it actually fun?
Yeah, it's great. You see places near where you live that you never thought you'd go before.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I like that. That's when you take a walk instead of using your car and you think, hey, look at this place.
Yes. Or it's like Pokemon Go, just in general.
Very much like
Pokemon. It's very much like Pokemon Go, except you get tangible garbage instead of digital garbage.
Yes.
Very fun.
Yes.
Well, and you are doing this for your tech
person? Yeah, her name's Q-Tip. Yeah. She's always making weapons and flowers that don't do anything when you
really
throw them.
Really takes care of us a lot.
That is so nice. It's nice for you. But can I, you know, I don't know. If we're just spitballing here as three friends who came up with the best plot for Paddington 3. Mm-hmm. If we're just three best friends who love a bear. Yes. I think, you know, what your friend would need is probably some stakes. You know, so maybe if I, like, kidnap you, then she has to geocache to find you. And then it's, like, kind of more exciting because she gets to be in the field for the first time. But I'm not going to kill you. So it's, like, safe and safe and safe and a film for the family.
I want to say, first of all, that your plan sounds great, well thought out.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Uh-oh. I don't want to undercut
I
that.
I feel like this is a compliment criticism sandwich.
Yes. It's like we have so much to do.
Okay.
Getting kidnapped would just ruin the day.
And you end on the compliment.
But.
Yes?
The bow tie.
Okay,
is
thank
killing
you.
It.
It's good.
Killing it. You finished the sandwich, thank you.
I mean, hey, I've never made a sandwich by myself. I don't know how.
That is sad.
Really very sad.
Anyway, Dmitriev, do you have anything we can, like, leave her as part of the geocaching situation?
I have, in my pocket, I keep a spare button. Is that fun to cache?
It's just a normal button?
It's just a, yeah.
Well, you know, like, if it falls off of my blazer, then I have a new button for my blazer.
Do you usually wear, like, one blazer?
A one-button blazer?
It was just like a universal button for like every blazer you wear.
Can I use it on my blazer?
Right. I have a blazer on right now.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I just always thought, hey, Dmitriev, pack a spare button. But you're telling me, oh yeah, it's right. Not all buttons are the same. Oh, I have to go on a walk.
This is how we beat Dmitriev every time.
Yeah. Yep.
Every single time.
Every single time. Bye, Dmitriev. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I left the button. Okay, this is good geocaching number one.
Yeah, it feels like this button feels like we're going to use it elsewhere, but I feel like we're not.
Yeah, let's just leave it here.
No.
Let's take it with us. Maybe
victory.
It'll come in later.
Yeah, you know, no.
I don't know. Okay, so I'm just going to leave
a
note here. Q-tip. This is the beginning of your...
But Q-Tip from... Q-Tip that makes gadgets, not Q-Tip the rapper.
Yes.
I don't want Q-Tip to walk around here and be like, letter for me.
Q-Tip the rapper, this is not for you.
Yeah, that's very clear.
Q-Tip the technical specialist.
There we go.
This is for you.
Mm-hmm. We cut to this, Heather, an hour later. Q-Tip, I'm so sorry, but this note is for me.
Nah, girl. I honestly think that's for me, you know.
But Q-Tip, you have to read on. Look, Q-Tip the rapper, I see where you
that's
get excited.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
keep going.
Okay. Why do I gotta keep going, though?
Because there's more to the note.
Hello. My name is Ip, and I'm very cute. I'm cute Ip, and I think this is for me.
Oh, shit, we didn't see this coming.
Well, it's definitely not for you, because if you read the whole note, it says, Q-Tip the rapper, this note is not for you.
Yeah, also, you can't honor people who just take, like, one name and split the sounds apart.
Why not?
Listen, you are very cute, but you really have the least claim to this note.
Okay, I'll frolic away, la-di-da-di-da.
It's a vibrant thing.
Very, very cute. No, I mean, it says it's here for me, the tech specialist.
But how often are you in this area, girl? Or
not
man, I don't know what's happening right now. It's very hot out here.
Just a hot Scottish day. I think I'm not out here very often, actually. I spend most of my time in a lab.
Well, I walk here all the time.
Really?
So it would be obvious there'd be a note for me here.
Well, Q-Tip, I suppose the solution is obvious. Will you go on this mission with me?
Yeah, I guess I got to now, you know? I got nothing else to do. You walking this way, aren't you?
That's right.
Yeah. I'm going on the mission. I don't know what it's hinting towards. I know it's up in Scotland somewhere, or Scotland somewhere. Whatever, dog.
We're going on a mission.
Mission, y'all.
Of this I have been wishing.
It's a vibrant bang.
I got my new friend Q-Tip.
Yeah.
There's nothing that we can't do, we know. You know we'll never quit.
I never thought I'd meet a new Q-Tip, but they're so unique and I'm used to it now. We got some geocaching thing that we got to go ahead and find the pieces so we figure out.
You know, I did not think I could ever know it, that me, an old British lady, and this, a young poet, we
yeah.
would be walking around in this unseasonably hot weather.
Yeah.
Taking it through the marsh, taking it through the heather.
I hope we find what we're looking for.
Find what we're looking for.
I hope we find what we're looking for. And I hope it's worth it.
It's been a while,
but Michael Ian Black is finally back on Earwolf, this time with a new podcast called Obscure.
In Obscure, Michael tackles a great work of literature he's never read, and you probably haven't either.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome. It's going to be like a book club with Michael Ian Black, who is so funny and also writes good books. I've read his books, and they are funny as heck.
It's been a while since I've read a book. I gotta get back onto that.
Yeah, so he's reading one of the most well-respected books ever written, Jude the Obscure, out loud and commenting as he goes, even though he didn't really want to.
Yeah, I guess someone is forcing him to do this, and that's great.
Yeah, I guess probably all of his fans and people at Earwolf were like, Michael, get in here, read this book.
Read this book out loud to us, and it's going to be great, even though you don't want to do it. You know, this book has been on his bookshelves for years, just mocking
Ooh,
him.
Ooh, do you have one of those, Zach?
Yes.
What is it?
It is.
I thought you were going to say it. Oh, I know how that would go.
No, I'm not going to read
I can't
that
read that.
Scary,
too scary.
Scary clown book? Are you kidding me?
Too scary.
No, it's probably, like, I'm not going to read you Infinite Jest.
I am not going to read
you. I'm not going to read you.
I'm not going to read you, Ulysses.
I'm not going to read you, Ulysses.
I'm not going to read you
Atlas Shrugged just for like, I don't, Ayn Rand, get out.
I'm not going to read you.
Get out of here.
But you know what? Michael Ian Black, he's saying, I am going to read you, Jude the Obscure.
I'm going to read you, Jude the Obscure.
And he's reading it, and he has a lot of thoughts to share along the way. Join Michael Ian Black, some of his famous and non-famous friends. I'll be one of those.
Sure. I'm not his friend, but I'll go.
Yeah, can I just be hoping to be friends?
What's a non-famous person who is in the room also? That would be me.
Yeah, I'll be that. Yeah. Okay, but he'll also have experts. And he's going to discover Jude's world and a few things about his own. Is this a terrible idea? Probably. But it's a terrible idea he wants to do with you. With me?
With you.
With me?
With you.
He's wanting me to be a friend.
It's been a while.
Since I've been friends with Michael Ian Black.
Subscribe to Obscure now in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I left my future show in San Francisco.
Yeah, we went to San Francisco and we did a show there, but then we left a future show there, so we're going to go back and get it and do that.
So if you live in the San...
Someone just ran screaming like a chicken down the hallway. I don't want this edited out. I want you all to know that someone just ran down the hallway going... And it was either a ghost or a chicken or a ghost chicken.
Please go find that turkey that got loose. Brett is shaking his head.
No one's leaving.
No one's leaving.
We live here now.
This is our room that we live in.
It's a shame because we won't be able to do our show in San Francisco that we're going to go do.
Yeah, it's supposed to be on November 1st at 8 o'clock at the Independent, which is an awesome venue. So if you live anywhere in the area, please come check it out. Guys, the tickets go on sale June 15th. So, like, if you're a day of listener, bless you. Did you sneeze? Sorry. It's in a few days. But if you're like, hey, I listen to this when I get to it, maybe it's already up. We will tweet it out when it is live. So, or you can just look at the Independence website and look for November 1st off book. It's going to be there.
We'll see you there.
We'll see you there.
It's on the bridge.
We got to see your faces with our faces.
Faces. Yeah. Vladimir, I've been tracking Dmitriev's movements. They're very weird today.
And what has happened from them?
Well, Vladimir, I was checking to see where Dmitriev was going, because he said today was the day he was going to assassinate HW and Wheels.
Oh, I've been trying to kill them for a very long time.
Yes, we hate them for reasons that are very specific to us, and we will never tell.
I will tell immediately why I hate them. I don't like Wheels because he's always on the go, rolling around, never walking. I don't like that.
You know what? You know why he does that, right?
Why?
His legs don't work.
Oh my God!
He's not choosing to.
Oh, I feel terrible about this. I've done so many terrible things to that man.
Wait, that's
just thought
the
it was
reason
like,
we...
it was like a thing in an airport where people like are too lazy. Push me, man. I hate those people. I thought there was one of them. I'm going to send him a car.
No. Don't say, he's still an enemy spy. Well, there's many reasons to hate him.
Oh, yes. He's killed several of my men.
Yes.
Effortlessly.
Yes.
But men come and go. I made fun of a cripple for so long. Why did you stop me?
Well, honestly, I thought it was because you hated him for the... Well, now I feel like I have to check.
Who hates crippled people?
Why do you hate HW?
Oh, I hate HW because ew.
Well...
I had several ew moments, and I'm done.
I mean, yes.
I'll tell you about one, yes. I was in the gym. He was in the gym. I had my weight on my bar. I was lifting it. Get it. I said, help me. Help me. He said, you got it, and walked away. What a piece of shit. Ew.
Yes, I forget that the two of you went to high school together.
Yes, we did. Yes, I don't like that man.
Yes, well, anyway, Dmitriev was supposed to assassinate them both today.
And what happened?
Well, GPS says they talked for a while, and then Dmitriev just kind of wandered off in another direction.
I am going to Hollywood to tell them about Paddington 3.
He seems to have landed here on the map. Let's see, where is he? Oh, he's at the Sony lot?
Why would he be at the Sony?
This is a very, very...
Oh, whoops! I gotta turn around! This is a Paramount picture!
This GPS is very, very impressive.
Yes. Thank you.
It tells you a lot. It shows you a lot. I love it. Technology. We're in the future. Are they dead yet?
They're not. That is the problem. I think we,
Well, why are you sitting here? Go do the... Go handle...
Really? It's my
go
turn?
Go kill.
You sure?
Go kill who I need killed.
Thank you so much.
Run off
Thank
now.
You so much. I will not rest this up.
Okay, yes, you will. Call your cousin Bruno. See if he can do it.
Oh, Bruno? You know,
yes, Bruno. The only guy who still has a name like Bruno.
All right, hold on. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep. Bruno!
Why does he answer like that? My lover.
He's good at killing, but bad at talking.
Tell him we need somebody killed.
Bruno, there's two people that we need you to go and kill. Do you understand?
Bruno!
Yeah, okay. He's a lot like a Pokemon. He only says his own name.
Bruno!
You can kind of tell if he gets it, if he's in the general direction. By the way that he says Bruno, when he says that, you kind of have to go off inflection.
Bruno!
See that? He is very upset, and I'm really not quite sure why.
Bruno!
Oh, he was out at a bar trying to pick up a guy.
Bruno!
Oh, and the guy was so nice, and they really had a very nice day.
Bruno!
But Bruno called him, and he hasn't heard back, and now he doesn't know how to proceed.
I love Bruno's voice because it relaxes me.
Bruno!
He's like that tree in the Guardians of Galaxy.
Bruno!
And every time he says Bruno, I know what he means.
Bruno!
I ate my jeans.
Yes, sometimes Bruno likes to eat his own pants.
Bruno!
Oh, that's how you put that guy in the bar when you were doing a dance.
Bruno!
Oh, you went to the opera. That was it.
And then you ate your pants again.
Ate your pants again.
Bruno!
Can you please just let me do it?
I don't know. Fine. You'd go take Bruno with you.
Okay.
Q-tip, look. Our next clue. A button.
Oh, shit. A button? Like, what? Like, so, that's crazy. I was just missing this button right here. Hold on.
Do you?
It fits my pants.
Oh, what a remarkably universal button.
Yeah. You know, there's been this weird thing in pants lately where they, like, not, they don't have just zippers anymore. They got buttons as well, which makes it hard if you gotta pee right away.
I have found that. You know, I wear a type of slack. You're not going to believe this, Q-tip.
Okay. Oh, man.
Where there's a zipper, and then the button is slightly to one side.
Why?
What is this button?
I've seen...
What is this button flap that's already making me, a lady in a pantsuit, feel more absurd? Like, what? It doesn't have pockets because women don't get to use pockets.
Yeah, why did you give that zipper a lonely neighbor? That's weird.
Maybe that's what the button was meant for us to realize. Neighbors, lonely neighbors, zippers,
okay.
Buttons.
Okay.
Zipper, you and I, pantsuits, zippers.
I like where your mind's going.
Thank you, Q-tip.
Nah,
you know,
yeah,
this
see,
is the most another person's listened to me in so long.
People should always be listening to you, Q-tip. You're Q-tip.
And so are you.
Yeah. And I think that's why it works. We are the same. But we're all so different, yeah. We are the same. But we're all so different, yeah.
We are the same.
So beautiful.
But we're all so different, yeah. We are the same.
We are the same.
But we're all so different, yeah.
I'm in hip hop. I got gadgets, but they're guns. Kids popping out of nowhere in Scotland.
Oh, we are the same.
We are the same.
But you're different, yeah.
I get it.
You're so different.
We are the same, but you're more different than us, yeah.
And because I'm different, like a very round ball, and you're square pegs, but we're all shapes, and so we're all the most different of all. So we're all.
What the fuck is this kid talking about? We're two Q-tips and you're a little kid. Where is your father?
I see what you're saying? We're all the same.
Yes, in our own way, we are the same. But please stop following us and frolic away.
Frolic away. Man, that kid likes to frolic, yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, according to this, Wheels, they found the button. So I guess we got to put down a second clue.
All right. Oh, I am so much drunker than before.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, yeah. I didn't have the follow through to do this all the way. I think this next one should be the last one.
Yeah, it's like, well, we've been out here all day.
Bruno.
Oh shit.
Bruno, please keep it down. You are sneaking up very badly.
Bruno.
Oh my gosh. There's
You hear that?
Yeah, HW, I think Bruno's here. Mostly because I hear little bitty Bruno.
Yeah, shouting his name.
You know, every time he shows up.
So strong.
Little bitty Bruno.
So bad at sneaking.
He can't whisper. We were at a party. He was just Bruno. I'm like, you're talking too loud.
Look, the music is off.
It's in the library. It's so weird.
Yeah. Oh, you went to that library party?
Yeah, it's a club called the Library. I realized there was a disconnect in what I said. I'm super drunk, okay, but drunk since 12.
What do you want to do about this? Should we just, like, I know it's not Spy Day, but, like, do we just kill Bruno and get it over with?
But it's our weekend.
I know we should not work on the weekend, but it's just how it is.
But it's our weekend.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll use our powers and we'll kill Bruno, but we'll bill for the hours.
Yeah.
Even though it's the weekend,
I really wanna just geocache and drink with my friend, y'all.
Me too.
But now we have two bad guys we gotta fend off. So I love my gun, but it's nonchalant, and I do not like this. I can't find a word to rhyme with nonchalant, so I'll just say fuck.
Bruno.
God damn it, he scared me.
Bruno.
Okay.
Bruno.
Yeah.
Bruno.
Uh-huh.
Bruno.
Don't put your family problems on me, Bruno.
Wait, what?
Yo, you know we're right here. We can hear you guys doing...
Bruno.
He's whispering
Bruno.
Across
I
from...
understand. Bruno. No, you don't see me. I am the sneaky second one going to kill.
Oh, I see you.
Bruno.
Too.
We definitely see you. You're right there.
You're both talking.
No, but so hidden and sneaky.
Okay, Q-Tip, there was some sort of scuffle here.
Yeah.
There was two that snuck out from a tree.
Yeah, it looks like
that. And then they all sort of stood in a circle.
Why? For what, though?
I have no idea.
A circle jerk?
You know, stranger things, honestly.
I'm a kid. What's that?
No!
Kid!
Out of here!
This is why you can't be around, yo. I don't want to explain stuff to you, man.
Okay, I'll go ask
my mom. There's a lot of the world you haven't seen yet.
Yeah? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Here, yo. Have a Skittle.
Taste the rainbow.
That was a mistake. For sure. But yeah, I mean, we gotta figure this out, man. Like,
there's not even a geocache here. There's footprints leading.
I found a flask right here.
A what?
A flask.
Oh, that's Wheels. Oh, that's his weekend flask.
That's what that W is for.
Yes.
That's what's up. Okay, I'm gonna. There's still some in here.
Oh no, that means his weekend was interrupted by actual spying. Q-Tip.
What's up?
I think we might be on a real mission.
Did you call me?
No.
No! No one has called you this whole time.
I wish your mother and father would call you.
Yeah. Me too. Where do you think they are?
Oh no.
This is getting real sad.
Yeah.
Yo, kid, can you hold a backpack?
Uh-huh.
Here.
Ooh, I'm like Dora the Explorer now.
I don't know where to place this kid. All right, you'll be on. You just stay out the way.
Cool.
Okay. All right. So you talking about real violence? Should I call my boys?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, normally the spy way is to sneak in, but I mean, if you want to call your boys, I mean.
I got some boys I could call real fast. Hold on 1 second. Yo, D.
I, Hello, this is Daniel.
Yeah, are you working at the bank right now?
You know it, Wells Fargo 24/7.
Yo, well, we gotta roll up on some motherfuckers. You ready for that?
Oh, old school style?
Yeah, you already know what it is.
Hi, this is Tyler.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, Ty? Yo, I got some shit I've just stepped into. Can you roll over?
Sure. Hey, Brett, can you cover for me?
Oh, yeah, sure. How long are you gonna be gone for?
Hey, Q, how long do you think we'll be gone for?
Shit, you know, we might never come back.
Oh, I might never come back, Brett.
Have a good time.
Thanks, Brett.
All right, man. Y'all just be on your way. Let me know when the helicopter's landing, all right?
You got it.
All right.
We got some boys rolling up. Got some boys rolling up.
Okay.
We got some boys rolling up.
That's right. Some boys rolling up.
Some boys rolling up. We got some boys rolling up. We got some boys rolling up. We got some boys.
What's up? It's Daniel, motherfucker, straight off of a plane. Working at the Wells Fargo, repping 401k. Every day with my bank account, making those bills. But now I'm out here with my boys, with my gun to kill.
You know what? Every day I'm with my boys, I'm mad, relaxing as I am at the H&R Block. And I'm helping with your taxes. And my boy, you know, we got mad locks. As I'm kicking back my desk at the H&R Block.
We got some boys rolling up. We got some boys rolling up.
We got some boys rolling up. We got boys.
We got some boys rolling up. We got some boys rolling up.
We got some boys rolling up. We got some boys.
Yeah. What's up, it's Daniel, I don't gotta say it, I'm flying jet blue, I'm in that program Mosaic, everybody knows. I got those crazy miles, and when I see the flight attendant, I flash her a smile like,
you know what, did that credit card churn, so all of those mad airline points I could earn. So I got on, and you know my bag cost nothing, about to roll up with my boys and mad pissed on, you know I'm rolling up.
I got some boys rolling up, I got some boys rolling up.
I'm rolling up and my trade is all insider. I'm rolling up in my boat shoes, mad topsiders.
I'm rolling up, you know I'm not a slog. I got things I bought at an outlet mall. That big dog got that big dog shirt, those big dog shorts. Every single one is too big, of course. They only had XL left in stock. But Daniel's here and you know I'm packing a Glock.
You know Daniel normally every day I think you're looking fine. But big dog man, I'm rocking Vineyard Vines. I got that belt and you know it's that story, it's that tale. Q-Tip.
Hello.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Glad y'all can make it, man. Glad y'all can make it. So what we have is a mystery of some kind. We got this flask, the scuffle of feet. I thought it was a thing. Sorry, this kid's here. I don't want to say
hello. It, what's the thing? What were you going to say?
Nothing. Friendship. Anyway.
Okay.
You are so sensitive, Q-Tip.
Nah.
Wow. You know,
as a Q-Tip should be.
Soft enough for your inner ear.
But hard enough to reach those trouble areas. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Anyway, so there was a scuffle here.
No, I love a conversation
violence
about cleanliness products.
Hey, I think cleanliness is next to godliness. I believe that. So where do you think they went, Q-Tip? Like, what direction? We got all my guys. My guys got all their guns and several other weapons. You got your weapons.
I have so many weapons. I think this can only be the work of our enemies. And either our boys have taken them back and have beaten them, taken that day off from their vacation, or they've been kidnapped. So I think the only place for us to go is a Russian secret lair.
I'm down for that shit.
Well, let me just put that in my GPS. Yeah, Russian secret.
Hey,
lair.
Daniel. No, Daniel, what map are you using?
I'm using Waze.
Well, that's interesting, because I think we're going to walk, bro.
You're right. This walkable direct. Yeah, okay, I'm going to use Google Maps.
Because do it as the crow flies.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, straight lines. We don't have to cross streets.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, it's Russia, so we're definitely going to have to get in a plane.
Okay, great. I got so many points.
I love my boys, man. They be figuring shit out, you know?
Blue Miles.
So we got a plane coming?
Yep, should be here.
Yes, I have to actually just a stealth jet on its way.
Do you really?
Oh, shit, it's here now. Y'all ready to get in, goddammit?
This is our pilot, Jeb.
Hey, y'all. I fly fast jets and I gotta pee. So get in the put your seatbelt. Whose child is this?
Hello.
No, you cannot come, Tip, who's cute.
I can't get on the plane?
No, you can't get on this stealth jet to Russia. This is the time for us to say goodbye.
Well, I'll just imagine what I think you guys are doing is you go over there then.
Wow, this is real sad. Yeah. But also, I gotta pee, so.
Here they go. I see them walking away. The only adults currently in my life getting onto a plane. There they go. Planes in the air. I guess now, Q-Tip, you're alone again. But hey, life isn't fair.
No, come on, Q-Tip.
She's shouting out of the plane.
Get on this plane.
Come on, Q-Tip, we need you, man.
Get on this plane, Q-Tip. That story was so sad and insane.
Okay. And you still have my backpack.
All right, here is your backpack. I didn't mean to make you sadder. Taken off, but I'll hold on to this extendable ladder.
We were flying.
Climb fast again.
It's very hard.
Come on, keep climbing.
Okay, here you go. Take the bag. Huh? Oh, what's this big spinny thing?
I have never been so close to the turbine of a plane. It might be fun to look a little closer at this. That's just a thought that popped into my brain.
Myself.
This is crazy. It's like you guys tried to get rid of him for so long, and now that he's gone, you feel bad.
That's obviously not what we wanted. We just didn't want the boy to get in danger, not to be. Oh, God.
Seems like maybe he didn't know that.
All of y'all shut up. I've seen that every day of my life.
Bruno.
Yes, we have brought them here as kidnapping a part of our plan. Now, Bruno, you must let me finish them off because no one believes that I can do anything by myself.
Bruno, okay.
Bruno. Holy shit, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Wheels and I have never heard you say anything other than Bruno. You're making great strides today.
Great progress, Bruno.
Bruno?
Yeah.
Bruno.
I believe that too.
Oh, Bruno.
Yeah, you're right. I guess we all have some things to think about. I'm sorry for everything I did. That thing that you said just now, it made me realize, what are we fighting about?
What are we even fighting for?
Bruno.
Yeah, you said it, buddy.
We're here to save you. We have these two day traders with guns.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Tyler.
And I just saw child get murdered by a fin.
Are you all right, HW? Wheels, we're here to take you home. Thank you for my lovely thing that started out as a gift and turned into a real mission. Ha, it feels wonderful to be a hero. Ha, I did it.
Oh, cute. I guess, well, Wheels, looks like our plan worked out after all, even though we didn't really do very much.
I know it's great when things happen and you're just having fun.
Yeah.
I'm very drunk.
Hey, Q-Tip. I hope you share this opinion that this mission, well, it was worth it.
It definitely was, you know. It brought all of us together. I mean, I don't know those two guys.
Bruno?
What's up?
Bruno.
Yeah, me too. I'm from Brooklyn. I just really love everything that brought us together, you know what I mean? Yeah,
I want to go on more of these.
I mean, I got a pretty good job at Wells Fargo, but I would put it away if I thought this was the beginning of some new super team today.
And Tyler has a great life. He must do some searching if he's gonna join you and stop being some like societal urchin.
And I'm Q-Tip, a legend. I got apples when I want to, so this shit would be fine.
Well, at the end of the day, I think we all can get by. It doesn't matter, you're never alone if you're a spy, but you got your guys. I spy a bunch of guys, and we'll be friends till the day that we die.
I spy guys.
And it feels like perhaps I should mention that there is a woman here too.
Sure. I definitely knew you were a girl. We had some tension when we were on our mission.
Do you think that it's gone now? Do you no longer feel the fire? Now that we're no longer on a mission, will our love not transpire?
Partners a long time, my face is over here. You're drunk, please turn around.
Sorry about that.
I think I love you.
What?
In more of a partner way.
Don't know how to take that.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, one, will you marry me? Two, I am gay.
I support that so much.
I spy.
I spy.
My special guy. What you have just witnessed was the opening night of a workshop show that we're doing called I Spy, My Special Guy. You've seen it here at the, of course, the San Francisco Community Theater. You've all just witnessed a fully staged version of it with, you know, let's get the director and the cast and all the orchestra out on stage.
Give a round of applause, guys. They joined us. The writer, the composer, costume designer.
So now we're going to do a talk back. Everyone involved with this production is currently out on stage. There's a microphone set up for you there. If anyone has questions for any of the actors or the directors or the writers, all you need to do is make your way. We have time for probably two or three just questions for the audience about the production, and we'll get to that. That's great. Looks like we have enough right there. Perfect.
Great.
Yes. What's your name? Who's your question for?
I'm Dylan, and my question's for the choreographer. specifically on the jet scene.
Yes.
If you could speak more to what inspired you and how that happened.
Well,
and
what we really needed was something to make it look fast.
So I wanted movement, movement, movement. I wanted nothing in one place. While they were talking, I wanted people running full speed in every direction.
And I don't like Tungsten is being so modest, but as one of the core dancers, when he brought in the iridescent fabric and he said, "We are the jet," I thought,
"Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!" Tungsten,
revelatory.
Thank you.
I did not do this. Art did this.
Okay. Thank you. Ray, we'll take the next question.
Hi, I'm Tanner. My question is for the head writer, actually. I know there was an epilogue plan with Dmitriev at Paramount Studios, pitching Paddington. Did you guys expand on that, maybe? Or get some closure for him, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Tanner. Obviously, we're just huge Paddington fans and got no money from the Paddington folks. Okay, this is just a... You know, I would really love to see Hugh Grant get nominated for Best Supporting Actor. So we did have an epilogue with Dmitriev where he's just, you know, he's in the commissary, he's having a sandwich. We just had to honestly cut for time, but hopefully that story doesn't end here, you know? And Dmitriev, you know, he's really just us, right? He's just me on the page, just begging to get to write Paddington 3.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I have a question for the florist. I was wondering how you found plants that were so perfectly embodying overcoming stage fright.
It was very hard. Now, the thing you don't know about plants is you shine a light on them and they wilt immediately. Every single plant, that's why you'll notice, you'll go outside, there's no plants outside, because they don't like the sun. Plants are indoors only. So, what little bit of stage magic for you here, all of these plants are fake.
And you know what, I just want to say that like not every production has a florist on their team, and I want to say like that's a mistake, okay?
It's a mistake. Even if the florist ultimately tells you no real plants.
That's still, you only want that opinion from a florist.
Even if the florist goes over to the prop department and says, "Your job now, you do it."
Thank you for that question.
Thank you for that question. I think we have time for one more, yes.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Maru.
Hi.
Hello.
And I have a question for the stylist. Can you talk a little bit more about the process about Dmitriev's bow tie?
There are three stylists on this production.
Hello.
Yeah, what up?
I would say, like, for me, I'm sort of like the color person. I'm like, hey, what if this was all shades of puce? And what if this was all, what if we, instead of putting anybody in, like, purples, they were, like, purples mixed with blues? So that was sort of me. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, I was more the cool factor. So, like, when I saw Dmitriev in, like, the regular suit with the bow tie, I was like, that doesn't say much. And so then I undid it a little bit. And I was like, that says everything.
And my job is to say, too much, walk it back. I look at the style choices that they're made. They're very bold, they're innovators. And I say, the people aren't ready for that.
And we all work together, you know what I mean? Because if you have the wrong color, she's going to get on your ass.
Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, the bow tie is kind of like, It is a literal bow tie on stage, but it's also like it's a metaphor for what's going on. The bow tie that's a little too loose, but still formal.
Keep it loose, baby.
Yeah, there's
that's
a whole.
That's like how we see government.
Yeah.
It's like, this is like, maybe it's too loose. Wait, no, it's much too formal. And hey, bow ties are hard. What if this was easier? And then let's get this character out of here so we don't even look at that bow tie anymore.
I see style like I see blunts. Like, you don't want it too loose, but a little loose, better hit.
So we actually, the writer can confirm this. There was an earlier draft where the bow tie was anthropomorphized and had a song, but it was cut. But I think we have a time to give you just a brief sample. Yeah.
It was cut for being too political.
Yeah, it was too political. It was just a little too thirsty in this climate.
But the song was called "Don't Bow Tie Me Down."
Don't tell me what to do now.
tell me how to be. Let me be free, cause you can't bow tie me down. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me where to be. Let me be free, cause you can't bow tie me down.
But that doesn't mean I don't want access to good government programs.
That's right.
If you take them away too quickly, you really hurt people who rely on them.
And don't tell me what to do. I'll smack you back if you hit me with taxes. But I also like roads and public utility services.
But still, hey,
don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to be. Let me be free, cause you can't bow tie me down.
I mean, maybe sure, if we were on an island, we could try all types of government theories. But we're already too much in this, so compromise please and think more clearly.
Why can't you legalize marijuana? You know that we need it, motherfucker, just do it already.
Mostly dead. Hey.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to be.
Don't tell me what to be.
Let me be free. Cause don't tie me down.
They'll definitely not cut this.
Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
Chris Redd.
Chris Redd, ladies and gentlemen.
Scott Passarella on the key.